Being faster and more agile than your prey was an important attribute, but the ability to ambush prey was an even more lethal hunting strategy.
Predators today will seek out and hide along game trails. Those are trails that herbivores use to get to and from food and water. Well, dinosaurs like Allosaurus and Ceratosaurus would have also used these trails to their advantage. They could find a grove of trees and use them for cover as they wait for the prey to walk down the trail, or they could work as a team to drive prey along a trail towards the awaiting mate. Game trails are like roadmaps to the dinner table as far as predators are concerned.
The Jurassic era was full of unexpected events, some as momentous as climate change or tectonic shift. But it's the smaller factors that play havoc with the outcome of a violent challenge. Scientists know that their body structures meant that they preyed on different dinosaurs.
Certainly, their different structures suggest different killing styles. Allosaurus may have actually concentrated on maybe larger prey. Ceratosaurus, with its longer teeth, somewhat more delicate, gracile build, suggested it might have actually been feeding a somewhat smaller prey.
Look at animal designs today, and you'll find that most predators are specialized in what they hunt. Although they'll take advantage of any food source they come across, they're really suited for only certain types of prey. It's not a coincidence that you find cheetahs living alongside gazelles. The same goes with lions and wildebeest. Each predator is ideally suited to capture and kill their particular prey, and so we can apply that same behavior and hunting methods to prehistoric predators.
But would a Ceratosaurus attack a larger, more powerful adversary like Allosaurus? Science looks to modern animal behavior for answers.
Would a Ceratosaurus take on an Allosaurus? Well, yes, depending on the circumstances. If Ceratosaurus was protecting a kill or defending a territory, then I believe they would certainly at least stand their ground against Allosaurus. If they outnumbered the Allosaurus, then I have no doubt they would stand and fight. But recreating what would have actually happened is difficult because so few clues can be found.